I talked to him many months ago about how my team would cancel the debt of everybody. Remember that?
Right.
That
yes.
outrageous idea. Well, mm-hmm. Ion suggested that another strategy would be that everybody, as much as possible, responds to this idea, takes out their checkbook, writes a $1 trillion check. I give $1 trillion. To the
I already loan. Like this already and haven't even heard the whole thing, but go on.
You write it out to the government. One, you go to the bank with a check and you deposit $1 trillion to be paid to the government. If everybody did that, what would happen, Ion?
Well, you got to go to the rest of the story.
Okay.
The rest of the story is you make the check out, okay? You deposit it into your fiduciary. You flip it over because it's an instrument, and you write for deposit only, and then you write your account number on the back of that instrument. You deposit it. Well, their job is to process it. It's not to judge it. It's just to process it. Then when it's processed, then guess what happens? Then they say, now, this funds won't be available because you don't have $1 trillion or $10 trillion or whatever your debt is now for your government. Once that comes into play, they process it through the fiduciary, and they say this won't be available for 5 to 7 days. They put a hold on it. Well, then they call you in a few days, and they say, Mr. Smith, I'm sorry, we have a $1 trillion check expecting another deposit. And then Mr. Smith says, no, 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 I have a deposit slip. I'll bring it by, or I'll give you the receipt number, and you can look it up. And they look it up, and lo and behold, there it is. It's a $1 trillion deposit within your system. Well, now, Mr. Smith, you're going to owe taxes because this $1 trillion is a taxable occasion. And you say, well, okay, that's no problem. Just take it out of that deposit. It's no problem. It's going there anyway, so that's just fine. What would happen is it would so overbalance your fiduciary to such a degree that it would basically take out all this. It is a fluid solution as your stimulus package is that you're using that's not to use to stimulate an economy.
So you get that, James.
I can tell you one thing right now that this will be an archive. I'll be listening to for sure again. This one. Yeah, I do. I'm following you. I kind of see what you're doing with this. Yeah, I kind of agree with it, actually.
Okay, so
then guess what happens? You've taken the heat off everything. Well, the problem is there's no money. Okay, here's lots of it. Here's all you want. There's more. That's the way it was when the housing bubble was blowing up. The helium that was piping the housing bubble, people were buying and selling houses, and they were going up $100,000 before they ever made escrow. Well, so it makes as much logical sense. And the government didn't mind because the property taxes were such high to the point that it got so high that people, even if they could afford the house and paid for it, they couldn't pay the tax on it. So if your problem is there is no money and there's lack, here's abundance. Take all you want.
And if you see,